Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Good Tuesday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. December 9th, 2025. You are listening live to the Fan. We'll take you all the way up to 6:30, and we've got Caps tickets to give away in 2 hours at 4 o'clock ahead of the Beltway Blitz. We're back in the nation's capital, the most powerful city in the world, where we are live in the Navy Yard Half Street Studios. Late night flight got in around midnight last night, but the boys are back.
Yeah, it was, the baby didn't care. Baby woke up when the baby wakes up, and not really that concerned. The dad got home around 12:50, 1 o'clock, et cetera, but we did it. We are back, fresh as a daisy, ready to rock and roll, talking about a terrible football team.
There are other things to talk about, luckily, though.
That's good.
The Caps are red hot, best team in the Eastern Conference. The Nationals have already made a significant move at the winter meetings. We'll talk about that today as well, and we'll go around the rest of the NFL where there are some good teams doing some good things. But I did want to start with the Commanders and with what I found to be a fascinating column by Ben Standig, because it got right to the core of something you and I discussed, debated, yelled about yesterday, which was this idea of not wanting Jaden Daniels to play any more football. You said yesterday, and I'll let you say it, I don't want to paraphrase, but essentially you've changed your mind. After last week saying he needed the reps, you still feel like he needs the reps to get better, but you don't think he can stay healthy, and so it's time to protect him from himself and get him off the field.
That's a pretty good summary. I have a 100% sample of him leaving games because of injury when he's played the last three, so it's a pretty good bet that the fourth one would happen. It shouldn't be that way, but it is. I'm pragmatic. I deal with what is, and here's what is. When he plays, he gets hurt. So we need a revamp, a retooling, a fixing, a coaching up, all the repetitions. He still needs the reps, but we can't do it on the field safely. The next one, we're not going to be as lucky. The next one won't just be he'll go to the blue tent and be mad. The next one, potentially catastrophic on the stupid turf there in New York. So, yeah, I mean, it's a bummer, but I don't think they can play him safely.
And so my response to that yesterday and my response today to people who say he should not play in another game this season is to acknowledge the quiet part out loud, which is that you don't think Jaden Daniels can play 60 minutes of football without getting hurt. And what I said as a reaction to that was, that's a catastrophic development, if really that's how you feel, with this guy whose frame's not going to get a lot bigger, the play style's not going to change a ton, I don't think. I don't mean for this week or next week. I mean, period. Next September, next October, with all the years out in front. Now, I don't have the same fears that he will get hurt every single time he plays or that he's never going to be able to stay healthy. But if that is how someone feels, if they don't want him to play in a game because he can't go 60 minutes without getting hurt, my takeaway is alarms are sounding off in the distance. Just listen for them. Alert, alert. Ben Standing took it a step further on his Substack, who covers the team. He said, and I'm going to read his first paragraph here, if you're truly worried about Jaden Daniels' ability to stay healthy, then sitting him for the rest of the season is a half measure. If you believe he can't stay on the field, bubble wrap won't fix that. Only a trade would. Anything less is just hedging. Now, I'm going to get further into this piece in a second. But the first thing I want to do is everyone take a deep breath and calm down. Because the idea is not him suggesting or anyone suggesting that they should trade Jaden Daniels. That is not what he's arguing in any way in this column. I'm sure people will scream at him and yell terrible things and throw things at him. But what he is saying is, if you don't think that this player can protect himself for 60 minutes and stay healthy for a football game, inevitably in this sport at his size, he's going to take a lot of hits. Then he's saying, you're going to feel that way in perpetuity very likely, and his value right now is excellent. You should move him because you're always going to be worried that he's going to get hurt every single time he does anything. And so he's taking it a step further than what I'm saying, which is just, if you're acknowledging you don't think he can stay healthy for a game, that's a big problem. We got a real durability issue here. He's saying, if that's how you really feel, you should be advocating for them to trade him, which is a loud, attention-grabbing way of saying the same thing. Do you get what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah.
He is not suggesting they should trade Jaden Daniels. Nobody would suggest that. Everyone calm down. But I think you can get the point here. You can connect these lily pads and these dots on, if you're so petrified that him playing in a game means he gets hurt right now, how different will that feel next year? And if you really don't think he can play a game, how could you think he could play a season or several of them? Then maybe you should be having a different conversation about the guy who's going to take a lot of hits in this very violent league.
Yeah, I'm glad Ben wrote the column. I like Ben a lot. I think this is the straw manning a straw man ludicrous thing turned up to a billion. Here's what this is. Somebody's going, hey, I think Kate Beckinsale's pretty. So you're saying every other woman's ugly? Nope. Just said one thing. Right now, this minute, he can't stay healthy. If that's true forever, then Ben's got a point. My point is, my view is, the entire summary is, whatever they're trying right now ain't working. Acknowledge that it's not working and shut it down before it's too late. That doesn't mean forever. I don't believe it's forever. I hope it's not forever. It's worth pursuing. It's not just give up. I'm not giving up. Right now, though, all the things that we all agree that he needs, which is to play football, won't be available to you before too long when he gets hurt really, really seriously, because that's what's coming. I'm hoping that will be different with an overhaul, with new paradigms, with new coaching, new emphasis, new everything for him. The player's at the core of this. I mean, this is as much a Jaden Daniels thing as it is anybody else. The only chance we've got is if he turns the corner in this regard. We're 0-for. We've got three straight games where he's left because of physical ailments. That, to me, everyone should be so terrified of that. Anything other than that is either you don't really think it's that big of a deal, or you're not worried about him getting hurt, or, yeah, I know those are three fluke occurrences that happen directly in a row. If a guy makes three free throws, there's a great chance that fourth one's going in. We got a really good percentage here of this happening. And yeah, it's alarming. I'm alarmed. I want it to be different eventually in the future. But the idea that I have to give up now and that's the only logical step, I think is ludicrous.
So you're saying, let's take a break. You're not advocating breaking up.
No, I'm not shutting him down forever. That's insane. Of course.
But follow my analogy.
Yeah.
You're saying, hey, this isn't working for me right now. I need some space. Let me clear my head. We need a break. In other words, put him on the bench for now.
Mm-hmm.
Shut this down for the rest of the season, and we'll get back together in a couple of weeks. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I happen to believe that when that happens, something is broken. And the way my brain works, I've never been in a relationship where we're going to take a break and it doesn't change it forever for me, personally. So I don't think Ben's takeaway is ludicrous at all, necessarily, in the sense that, again, people are going to hear the word trade and they're going to be like, he wants to trade Jaden Daniels.
No. He's saying if you're a panicked worrywart like me, you tell me if you think this translation is wrong. If you're a worrywart like Danny, then what you're really saying is dot, dot, dot.
What you're really saying is,
and you should advocate trading him.
Yes. What you're really saying is, I think his point is my point, which is your panic about Jaden Daniels right now, royally, not Danny.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Whoever's worried that he plays a game, he's going to get hurt. I don't understand why that would go away in the future. Unless your issue is that you just think he's playing through an elbow injury that is going to easily get hurt again. If your fear is the elbow, that's a different thing than, you know, I've heard people now saying, I don't want him going out on the Meadowlands turf. If he plays on that terrible turf, he could get seriously hurt, which, by the way, is very possible. It's terrible. It's an awful place to go play. It's terrible turf. People get hurt there all the time. I'm not telling you there's a 0% chance anybody gets hurt in the Meadowlands. But to me, that is different. Like, he could take a big hit and he could break this or that. Mm-hmm. That's just fear that him playing football will result in him getting hurt. I don't have to call it irrational, but it's always going to be there. The only thing currently that you could tell me is different this weekend than in September is the elbow, which is recovering to whatever extent it still is. You just need more time. Or if it's related to the knee that he had earlier this year, which seems perfectly fine, or the hamstring he had earlier this year. Otherwise, the fear is the same this weekend as it would be in a year or two or three. There's no difference.
The difference is reps, coaching, practice, paradigm shifts, overhauls, attitude adjustments. It's basically like saying, I got a car. The only thing I can do is go 100 miles an hour. You can still get there going 65. Like, that's the point to me. And I think anybody that's on your side dismisses that there's any improvement in this regard. For guys that rookie year come in, headbutting the wall. Like, can Jackson Dart improve not taking on a million pounds of contact? Of course he can.
Here's where I'll disagree, though. Good point. Except that the disconnect is actually the injuries have not occurred on something that needs to be fixed from a play-calling standpoint.
Those things.
So hold on. Let me just say real quick, because I keep hearing this. This idea, like, Robert Griffin's a great example, Danny. You and I talked about this back in 2012.
Did we mention this at the come up at all?
That's funny.
Thank you.
But remember back then, there was this great frustration with how often the Shanahans were running Robert Griffin, right? Check out.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
That isn't really what we're talking about. The Dallas game, the injury was quite literally, I think he may have tweaked it going out of bounds. I still think you could kind of see him come up lame a little bit a few plays earlier. But it was him reacting, remember, in the pocket. The most normal thing that happens as a quarterback. You're in the pocket, a guy's coming off the edge, you try to step up, there goes my hamstring. There's nothing that he's going to be coached to do differently. There's nothing that he should have done differently. There's nothing Cliff Kingsbury should have done differently. He just got hurt on that play. Will you agree with that?
That play.
Right. So then the Seattle this is play.
But it's a process discussion, but go ahead.
Okay. The Seattle play. The Seattle play was an RPO that they thought he could have, should have thrown on after the game. Dan Quinn, maybe it's strong to say threw him under the bus, but said that there's never been a time when they rep this play over and over and over again where he runs. Now, what happened on that play was Seattle gets into the backfield. They pressure him instead of kind of resetting and firing the ball at the feet or toward Deebo Samuel in the end zone. He runs. If your point is he should never run on an RPO again or that he should do a lot less of that, I'll disagree. But that play, again, was a fairly harmless normal. Pressure off the edge, RPO is called with the dual threat quarterback. He turns down the pass, and he ends up taking off. Now, the problem on that play was that they were down 31 points. That's the issue. The fourth quarter, how much they're down. If that's the first quarter of the game, Danny, and it's scoreless, and they're in the red zone there, would you have any issue with that play call or him doing what he did?
Wait, say that again?
If that was the first quarter of the game in a 0-0 game and they called that play and he did the same thing he did, would you have any issue at all with
some
that
issue,
RPO?
Some issue, but nowhere near as much as I
what
do with the
what would your issue have been with that RPO?
The amount of emphasis that's on him running, because they're lining up out of the shotgun, and one of the big major options is that. And it's you're putting him in a spot where he can get thrown down like a ragdoll. I would try not to do that as often as I possibly could.
But on that specific play, did you have an issue?
It would be a very small one. Okay. It would register, but barely.
Right.
I'd go, I'm frustrated by that because he's just come back from another injury. That makes two now, and he's going to miss a long time.
The Minnesota play this past week, he checks into a play to throw a screen in the direction of the best screen edge defender maybe in the league, who goes up the ladder and does the thing that Van Ginkle does all the time. Do you remember that he had the pick six against Sam Howell, by the way? I'd completely forgotten about that.
When he was in Miami.
When he was in Miami.
Yeah.
I went back and watched all of his interceptions on screens.
He's good at that.
I was like, oh, yeah, I remember that when I was at that game. There it was. So you check into that. It ends up not going well. He makes the athletic play, and then he gets destroyed. Honestly, and to his credit, he's an athlete. He's a competitor. If he just stood there, it probably some guy on Twitter gives you crap for that, too. But it wasn't like he was desperately trying to get into the play, I didn't think. He was kind of like running back, maybe going to eventually have an angle or something. But I didn't think he was putting himself in harm's way to get hurt. But regardless, he gets hit. By the time he flies in the air several yards and then slides several more, not an exaggeration, from the moment of contact to he stops moving on the grass, Danny, you realize it was 9 yards?
Mm.
Think about the amount of force with which you are hit. He lands directly on that elbow that is injured and still could have come back into the game, according to the team, and based on what we saw on the sideline, looked like he was lobbying to. So I actually have a different tact than everybody else where they go, he came out of the game with an elbow injury. Obviously, his elbow wasn't healed enough. I go, oh, my God, he just got nailed, landed directly on the elbow. You can't design a worse test right away for that elbow when you come back. And it seems like if he didn't get hurt again, it didn't dislocate, nothing serious happened, maybe it was healed and they did an okay job. But regardless, that's not a play. You'd like him to play it differently, not throw the pick. He can't do anything differently on that play. Cliff Kingsbury can't not call that play. So on that play specifically, what are we coaching or changing?
So nothing on those plays. And that was a great explanation. Process. Blasted against the Giants where his helmet turned sideways. Folded up against Atlanta. Should have been a concussion in the blue 10 against Tampa in week one. Same thing against Atlanta where they had to call timeout and Mariota picked him up. Hits against the Steelers. The Eagles a couple different times. The process. That's the point here. It's process stuff. Those individual plays, those are great explanations. That's one of hundreds. I need everything to be different. I don't know how to do it. I'm not smart enough to know. But I need everyone to understand that that's the priority, where you go, we're out of the shotgun because we need to make sure he can run the ball that much more. Nope, that's not why we should be in the shotgun. If you're in the shotgun for different reasons, totally fine. But emphasizing to him that your body on the line is fine in a 31-point game or whatever the time, cutting back against Carolina, it should be beaten into his brain. You never go back to the middle of that field when you're in space. The sideline, man. Touchdown or sideline. When he cut back, rib gets broken. My point is, it's a process thing with him. That process needs to change fundamentally. And where the other point, I think, we'll disagree, it's the standings, the Grants, the he's got to play guys, is to me, they're...
Until 48 hours ago.
Well, but even beyond that, the fader on how meaningless these games are, for me, it's like all the way up. It's not that way for football guys. You know, you're telling me it's 25% of the season or 34% of the season or kind of whatever. I see these as empty exercises for a bunch of players that aren't going to be here. And having him hurt for that where it jeopardizes his next year because his offseason will be spent rehabbing and we'll all in for week one, we'll do a documentary, et cetera. That, to me, is the most futile exercise possible. We have a sample right now where he gets hurt every time he plays. Like, everyone should be alarmed by that.
3-game sample of that.
That's a pretty big sample where over multiple weeks, it's, you know what I mean? Like, he's had to leave games and miss time. This one wasn't as bad, thank goodness. But he didn't leave the game because everything was okay. He's had to leave 3 straight games. Everyone should go, oh my God, we can't do it. We'd love to be able to do it. We should be able to do it. We should be able to get through a game without getting hurt. It should be a far more rare occurrence. It's not. We're 3 for our last 3. You can't in good conscience trot him out there
so
to play football right now.
A few things on that. I guess before I get into my points that I would rebut with, I have to ask this question, though. To what extent do you want to tweak his style of play? And I don't just mean getting to the sideline, not cutting back upfield or whatever. But you don't want him running as much, it would seem. Is that fair? In other words, if he has the highest scramble rate in the league and has since he came into the league. This is what he does. It's what he did at LSU. It's what he did when everyone fell in love with him and drafted him second overall.
Yeah, that's what I wanted.
1,000 yards in college. Now we're saying run it less, which is interesting to me. I think if he runs it less, that version of this player is not the number 2 overall pick, but we'll get there in a minute. So how much less, I guess, would be my question. You don't want him to never run, obviously.
No, it's Friday. Run out of danger. Escape. I want him to escape. That's the superpower. The superpower isn't a zone read into the teeth of a linebacker. The superpower isn't quarterback power against Green Bay when they're lined up to knock you into next week. That's not the superpower. The superpower is the Cleveland game where he's in the grasp and he gets out of there and throws it deep to Terry McLaurin
That's
when the offense wasn't doing
nothing. That's what you want the superpower to be. That's not currently the superpower.
That's exactly what it is. His escape when it's certain doom, that's the superpower to me. And whether it's a scramble or a pass and he runs for something, like, again, against Tampa, they don't win that game probably with the doink. If he's not in the grasp of a defender and he escapes and is able to dive forward for a first down, that to me is the superpower. It's not cutting back in the middle of the field and running
but
to show it or whatever.
Happening. I mean, there is
right.
And if we can both agree that there's no way to remove all the
you're
rest.
Not removing all
there's
of it.
There's no
course.
Way every time that you run that you never cut into the middle of the field.
Of course,
that you never get tackled. That you never take on a shot.
It's not insane to say let's limit the risk some. The idea that that's a bridge too far from everybody is like, what are we really talking about? We can't limit the risk at all for a guy that's been hurt four separate times.
Yes, but
in 2 years,
it's hard when I think there's a significant disagreement on like how much risk is avoidable. I guess that is the debate. Like,
if it's 4% or 41%, I don't know the answer to that. I don't think anybody really does. But let's try. Let's try to limit it some. It can never be perfect.
Okay, so how do you do that?
If I was smart enough to know, I'd be a coach. I don't know all the things. I know that when he cut back against Carolina, I want him never to do that again.
A 46-yard run where it's a fluke injury?
Yes. He
so
cut
you
back.
You just want him to run out of bounds there.
I want him to run away from defenders and not cut back.
It's football, man. He's just playing football.
I understand. And that caused an injury. So if he's just...
Because injuries happen in football.
They happen more often for guys with this frame and this
I
process.
Agree.
So let's...
But
let's,
that had to be part of the arithmetic when we decided to draft him at number two.
Yeah, so let's coach it to avoid some of those things. And if it happens, even with all the best coaching and the best practices... Nothing else you could do, but let's exhaust everything first.
Ben Standing wrote this column on his Substack. He's not saying that they should trade Jaden Daniels. Somebody might get upset and think that. What he's saying is, if you don't think Jaden Daniels can stay healthy enough in a game, that they shouldn't allow him to play in football games despite being healthy down the stretch this year, then how is that different than feeling like, at any point, he is a risk to get hurt? And if your quarterback is a risk in every game to the extent that you go in worried that he's going to get hurt, you should just move this guy while he's got all the value in the world. Your reaction to kind of that observation about how people are feeling about this player. 800-636-1067. We'll open up the phones on this next. 800-636-1067 on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business, It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So yeah, he did kind of land directly, you know, on his elbow. It's sore. The doctors evaluated him today. The good news for that, John, there's no long-term concerns, but we'll continue to monitor and we'll try to take everything into account as the week goes. I don't have an update for you yet regarding playing. It's sore today, but the good news is no long-term, but I don't have an update as far as the game yet.
That's Dan Quinn yesterday with the media. Jaden Daniels' status for Sunday up in the air, as it has been pretty much all year long. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. We're talking about Daniels after missing a third straight game. Danny and I yesterday discussed whether or not he should be shut down. We're reacting to Last Man Standing, which is Ben Standing's Substack. He does a really good job covering the Commanders. He wrote a column today, "If you don't trust Daniels to stay healthy, say the quiet part out loud." And the point he made was, if you don't trust him to stay healthy right now, if you don't think he should play again this season, you think there's a major durability concern here. And if that's the case, then you should be advocating to move him. Now, he's not actually saying to trade him, but he's saying he doesn't quite understand the logic, which is something I was getting at yesterday. Let's take your calls, 800-636-1067. Fred is in Bristow on Grant and Danny. What's up, Fred? How are you?
Long-time listener, and I love your show. Grant, first of all, Danny, you couldn't be more wrong. They've got to play Jason. He has never been able to get his feet on the ground from day one this season. It all relates back to not having McLaurin and the standoff. If they'd only resolved that in the beginning, I think this whole season would have gone differently. But we hired him to play quarterback. And you can't treat a quarterback with kid gloves. They can protect them as much as they can, but his instinct is to run when he sees an opening, and that's the right thing to do if he can do it safely.
Appreciate you, buddy.
Call him Jason, which was
I
nice.
I think he probably just misspoke.
Yeah, I think he did too. But that made me laugh. He goes, "Danny, you're wrong. We hired Jason to play quarterback." Anyway, we think the same things. If he can do it safely. 3 for 3. Hadn't been safe.
The issue I have, because a couple people have sent it, tweeted me at Grant H. Paulson, I was just talking to Tobes about this in the producer room as well. You know, I keep bringing up, well, if you're so not confident he can stay healthy now, why will this change early next year? And the point people will make is, well, he'll be 100% in week one until he plays a game.
Yeah, that isn't part of it for me.
He'll basically be in the same spot as he's in now, which is healthy but banged up, healthy but dealing with some things is what I'll call it. A couple games into next year. This is going to be the norm at this position. Look around the league. Josh Allen's constantly playing with a shoulder. Kirk Cousins right now may or may not play next season because he's feeling pain everywhere. You've got Aaron Rodgers playing with broken bones in his hand. And Justin Herbert last night too. Got his arm taped all. He's in a sleeve out there getting tackled. Like, this is the quarterback position. There's not going to be this 72 and sunny thing where it's like, well, if he's 100%, he plays. But if... are you healthy enough to play without any issues of re-injury? The doctors, the grown-ups who know things, say he is. He landed directly on the elbow, and he's fine. They were right, it would appear. Then you have to play. Like, that's the position. You don't get to be 100%. So if the threshold is he's got to be 100% so I can personally feel confident enough he can get through a game, I just don't think you're going to get as many of those games as you think if you're in that camp. Let's go to Lou in Silver Spring. What's up, Lou?
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, bud.
So, as far as Jaden, sitting him down, not sitting him down, whatever. I don't necessarily think it's like a fragile or the book's out that he's automatically going to be hurt all the time. But for me personally, I don't think that Cliff is good for his development. Like me personally, I don't know. I think everything good on Cliff's resume has come from having really good athletes under his belt, like Jaden, like Kyler Murray, all the quarterbacks that he has worked with in college, what have you. For me, you could use all the cliches. Running game is quarterback's best friend. Quarterback's the most dependent position. Cliff refuses to use the run game. You know, if the quarterback is the most dependent position, he hasn't had anybody he can depend on. So if he has to put on this cape all the time, every single game, and quote, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan Quinn has been trying to figure out since like week three or four, how come we can't start fast? I mean, have we started fast at all any single game this year? So we're constantly playing from behind, constantly playing catch up, and he's always got to have the cape on. I think that's the issue.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you, buddy.
Possibly you'd want more quantity. They're the number four rushing offense in the league and the number 7 yards per attempt offense in the league. Now, some of that is some baked-in quarterback running, but Daniels has missed as many games as he's played in. Mariota's decent in read option. They actually have run it pretty effectively.
Yeah.
Early in the season, it was Bill. Second part of the season, it's Chris Rodriguez. There were a few weeks in there where they scuffled. But the run game, if you're saying Cliff doesn't run it enough, that's a reasonable conversation we could have. But they have been very efficient when they've done it.
Yeah, it's not like they've got a million plays to choose from either. You know what I mean? If they march up down the field and they're never running it, I don't know. There was what was the game a couple weeks ago? It felt like they ran like 11 plays on offense.
Yesterday, Sunday.
Maybe it was Sunday, I guess. I don't know.
Three drives.
Well, all the losses are running together.
Think about that.
Yeah, three drives.
The first drive that they had was over half of the drives in the entire first half, and then they had two pretty quick ones otherwise. That happens when you give up 12 minutes and 19 plays.
19 play drive, dude.
Let's go to Cornelius in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Cornelius, we're talking Jaden Daniels and the folks that want to protect him and keep him off the field.
Hey, thanks a lot. What's up, Grant? What's up, Danny?
Hey, man.
I listen to a lot of folks talk about, man, they should sit Jaden down. Don't let him play. It's nothing to play for. It's always something to play for. The kid is in his second year. He hasn't played that many games this year. Yeah, he had some injuries, like you say, Grant, the quarterback position. Matter of fact, any position except the kicker for the most part, you're going to have some injuries. You're not going to be 100%. The kid needs his reps. Man, throw him out there, Danny. Man, I'm a little disappointed, but that's your opinion.
Let me ask you this real quick. It's a good call. Why did the NFL change the kickoff rules?
Because of the injuries.
So but don't you just say, that's football. That's the position. But they changed it, right? They had a better practice to try to find a better way to prevent some of the injuries. So you don't just get to say that's just football all the time, right? It's a good call. I appreciate you making it. It's a rhetorical point. It's not apples to apples. But if there's a better practice, let's try to find that is my only point. And I'm not smart enough to know exactly what it is and how to do it. I would expect the millionaire professional football coaches might have a thing or two to say about it.
The plays where he's gotten hurt, they should have done nothing differently. And I don't even think he should have done anything differently.
But the plays where he could have gotten hurt, sure, and we're lucky to get up from,
absolutely,
he could have done something
and
different.
And if you want to turn the fader down on whatever that fearless nature of his game is, I guess one of the big problems for me, if I'm being honest, is I don't watch Jaden Daniels like I watched Robert Griffin or like I watched Jackson Dart and go, this guy is reckless. I would not use the word reckless with him. Before he got drafted, my big concern of him being healthy was based on his frame and durability, not really play style. That was something I floated from time to time because I saw him take some big shots. I don't feel that way watching him. There have been games, his first game ever against the Bucks where he got destroyed.
Yeah.
Over the last calendar year, there have been a handful of times, honestly. You cited the Falcons game where he got folded up like a chair. That's him in the pocket with a dude at his legs like he's Tom Brady making a throw. There just aren't that many like Jackson Dart sideline plays with him to me. Would I like him to never get hit? Of course. But I think when you draft a running quarterback, dual threat, 1,000-yard rusher in college, a dual threat running quarterback, 1,000-yard guy shows up, and you got to, it would be like saying, I'm going to get you donuts every morning for breakfast, and then for lunch I'm bringing you in McDonald's every day. But I'm going to weigh you in a month, and you better not have gained any weight. It doesn't make sense. This is, you brought the playmaker with his legs in. He's going to be a playmaker with his legs. And there's no way to have that and not added risk in this sport. It's just a fast game. Carlos in Alexandria, what's up?
Hey, Grant, I know some people that have that that diet you just described, but
hey, you're talking to one of them.
That's a good bit.
On a second point, and I also want to apologize to Denny, because Denny, that no one should assault you like that on the radio and tell you don't know what you're talking about. So anyway,
no, it's all right, man.
I don't think I assaulted him. That's by the way, you should check our timelines on social.
Yeah, there's so many mutes down there. Yeah, it's all good, my friend. I appreciate it. Comes to the territory.
Yeah, I'm teasing. But Danny, going back to your point you just made, they did change the rules to protect quarterbacks. So they've done that to protect quarterbacks.
That's a good point.
You can't hit a quarterback like you could 10 or 15 years ago.
You can't tackle them when they're sliding. You can't tackle them when they're in the pocket.
Don't you hit them high or low.
You can't land on them.
Or in between.
There's not a whole lot more rules we could change to protect the quarterback.
Seriously.
So I think that's a flaw of your argument. But the other thing that makes a good, I think the point that I'm trying to make is there are usually two things that take down young quarterbacks with really, really good potential. One of them is their life off the field, drugs and that sort of thing. And we can go back on that. Nothing in recent years, but in the not too recent past, there have been young quarterbacks that have been taken out of the league of that. The other is injuries. And this kid's getting a reputation as injury prone. The only way you're going to find out whether he's injury prone or not is to play him.
Games where you don't get hurt, not standing on the sideline. Hey, he hasn't been hurt in 4 months. Well, he hasn't played in 4 months. Yeah. It's kind of easy to not get hurt.
Yeah, you're going to spike the ball in June. Be like, yeah, I haven't been hurt.
Elijah, DC, you're on the fan. What's good?
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking my call. It's some of it's style of play for me. I think overall, not just Jaden, almost feels like defenses are ready for them, the good ones. And I feel like the Commanders are playing more of a finesse style of football that relies on like a defense's inability to like effectively match what they're doing by going up tempo. And that may work, but if during the week, and any defensive guy that's listening may know, like during the week, if you're telling your coaches, look, man, we're not going to have 12 guys on the field. Even when Aaron Rodgers was in Green Bay, that his bread and butter wasn't trying to get 12 guys on the field to be able to do that. But their offense, by going so fast and doing certain things, is not terrible. But I still think there's other ways to go about this. And the teams have already gone past them in a certain type of way in preparing for Washington. So my concern is more about next year. So, yeah, you have to play them because – yeah, you need it, but what's going to happen next year? I don't care who you draft. You can get a tight end. You can get an end. You can get all of these different things, but I still think the offensive identity doesn't necessarily gel with what he needs at this point moving forward.
It's a great point.
Thank
it's
you,
a good conversation. It's one we've been having for weeks and we'll keep having. What should this look like? How should they alter this offense, both in the way of keeping him healthy and, frankly, maximizing him? I don't think they make enough things easy enough for him throwing the football. I don't think they get him the middle of the field layups that you see all over the league in the Shanahan offense. Pop passes behind incoming linebackers with play action from under center out of heavy personnel. I want to see more of that as well. Do you guys agree with the premise, though, that they need to do something considerably different, that he needs to play differently, even though all three of the injuries we've kind of gone through and we're saying, well, on that play, it was fine. Okay, that play, they didn't do anything weird. Yeah, he didn't do anything wrong that play. So should they make changes then to what they're doing? G&D on the fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Justin Herbert said to us, I owe it to the guys to show I can play through stuff that others on this team play through every day. I'll do everything I can to play. He gutted it out tonight, and it was just enough. In overtime, Jim Harbaugh's Chargers get the win.
That was Joe Buck on Monday Night Football last night talking about what Justin Herbert said about why he was playing. Now, obviously, the Chargers are fighting for a playoff spot. So it's not analogous in any way between Washington playing out the string in a lost season already eliminated and the Chargers who are scratching and clawing for the postseason and positioning. But that really wasn't Justin Herbert's point at all. His point was the thing that I think most of us on the outside don't always care about. I call it the fantasy football world that we live in, or like locker room versus outside where we are, which is to say his point is I owe it to all the other guys in my locker room that are playing through similar things to me all the time at other positions to not allow this team to treat me differently because I'm the quarterback. Now, if the team wants to step in and say, that's cute, we're going to protect you from yourself, they can do that. But that's probably like one step towards step 10 of like paying for his honeymoon and flying around with you, where you just, there is a cultural element to this where I've seen it. When you treat a quarterback so differently, when you baby them and prioritize them over other guys, it doesn't go great in the locker room. Now, to Daniel's credit, baller, dog.
Played through broken rib last year.
All he wants to do is play. He is an absolute warrior. He's proven it. To the team's credit, I think they've handled it really well. They make sure he's healthy. They treat him like they would any injury of a serious, important player. And there's not, there are different rules for different guys to an extent.
Yeah, but they did that for everybody. They took their sweet time with McLaurin and Noah Brown and everybody else. Yeah.
But I heard that last night as I'm sitting on the plane, and it just was like, that's really interesting. Now, everyone will just, again, all they can see is standings. Washington eliminated, Chargers not. It's different. That's not even the point Herbert's making, though. He is saying, my corner has the same thing I do. My receiver has a hamstring. I'm walking out to the locker room past three dudes popping something in their mouth or taking a shot. I'm going to play football because they play football. Let's go to Max in Maryland. What's up, Max? How are you?
Hey, you guys. Thanks for taking my call. Love your show.
Appreciate you.
I think the question that we have to ask ourselves ultimately now is what quarterback did we draft? A couple years ago, we had a draft, and all these quarterbacks were coming out. We had to make a decision about what type of quarterback we were going to bring in here and what kind of offense we were going to run. If Jaden was going to be an RPO quarterback, then we should have built this offense based around his ability to run. But if Jaden has the ability to throw, and by throw I mean come to the line of scrimmage, make a read of defense, make a good decision, and make a good throw, why aren't we running that offense? Personally, I'm not a big fan of the RPO. I think it's kind of gimmicky. I think the quarterbacks take a beating, and they don't last long. I'd much rather have the kid back there who could come to the line of scrimmage and read the defense and make a good throw. All of the great quarterbacks of the passing era know how to come and read defenses and throw. Why are we running our quarterback? It's set up. You guys just said a little while ago, it's set up for the guys who can sling it. You can't touch the quarterback. You can't touch the receivers. If Jaden can really, really throw, why are we running the RPO? Let him teach him how to sling it. Put him
because, Max, let me answer your question and you can respond. Because he's better at running the football as a quarterback than probably anybody in the league other than Lamar Jackson. And if I'm not saying he can't also throw, he's great at it, and they should lean more into that. I continue to ask for that, as you are. I want that Shanahan-like part of this offense developed here. But to answer your question, why is he ever running? Why do they design this around his legs? Because it's why he won the Heisman. It's why he went second overall. He ran for 1,000 yards in college in his last year. That's why he got picked, because of his ability, when things break down, to make you right with his legs. And it's not like they call design runs a ton. He led the NFL in rushing out of the quarterback position on scrambles last year. Those were called passes. You're saying, Cliff, call more passes. He's going, okay, here's a pass. And it turns into a run at a higher rate than any other quarterback in the league.
What? So then what you're saying to me then is that at this point, as we evaluate him, he has a better ability to run than he does to throw. That's why we're running the RPO, and that's why we're maximizing that.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying to just make him a pocket passer would be a silly thing to do, because he is an unbelievable skill that you wouldn't be tapping into. But what I'm also saying is you're saying they should call more passes and fewer runs, and I'm saying no called passes into the headset become quarterback runs
at a higher rate than anyone else.
At a higher rate in the league than with this player, because he scrambles on passes more than everybody else.
What I'm saying is that we should have an offense set up where dude ain't even thinking about running until everything else is exhausted.
Okay, but that's not who the player is. I appreciate the phone call, and it's actually a very good call, and I'm glad you made it. This is not – watch the games. Pulls it down and goes. And by the way, for some people, that is a negative thing. It's not necessarily for me. What I like is scramble rate to go from twice Marcus Mariota's in the same offense this year to a lesser gap. Of course I would. But – that is the special sauce.
So I'll take a slightly different tack. And again, I appreciate the call. Last year, while it was going great, remember, they lost those three straight games. But overall, there's a bunch of winning streaks, and it was incredible. The magical ride. There's, you know, little old me just kind of slowly raising his hand going, this is unbelievable, but it's probably not the greatest sustainable idea to put everything on the kid's plate. When they couldn't really run it, they weren't throwing it great. It was sort of like, hey, Jaden, make a play. Now, whether that was on him, whether that was a coaching thing, I have no idea. I'm not smart enough to know. Someone smarter than me would be able to tell me.
Quick example. The Atlanta game in overtime.
Yeah.
You and I come in the next day, and we're jumping and chest pounding over, we got our guy, he's the one. Every play got called in, and he was like, I don't care what that play is. Yeah. I'm doing high school football scramble drills. And you're saying, that was cool in the moment.
I loved it so much. I had a great time like everyone else, but I'm kind of going, that's probably not sustainable when people start to catch up. And what happened this year, defenses, I think, feel like they have the answer key to some degree, right? The Washington doesn't have counter punches. I think that's a talent thing, but we can go into that. But you go back and look at a bunch of the games, right? You look at, the way the Titans game was different. That was the one time they were able to run the ball in the second half of the year. But that, you know, the Eagles game, the Steelers game, there wasn't much doing on offense. It was kind of like, Jaden, hey, bud, could you make a play? And I just don't feel like that was the sustainable right way to do it. Again, I couldn't tell you, and I think anybody that claims that they could is probably oversimplifying stuff, but you need to have more easy. The thing that you've called for a million times, and I think you're dead right about it, they need more easy in there for him, not just because he's a kid quarterback, but for any quarterback. It's too much of an ask for anybody. Look at Pat Mahomes. Who's better than that guy? 43% completion percentage, 3 interceptions last night, or whatever night it was. Was it 2 nights ago? All the days run together.
The straight drop back terrible game week is the hardest thing to do in the league.
And there's got
what he lives in.
And this is the greatest we've ever seen is now scuffling and pedestrian when there's not that much around him. And the offense are kind of going, man, maybe Matt Nagy needs to be fired. Like, it can all come crumbling down. There's got to be more that's easier for any quarterback, let alone a guy that's in his second year.
I want to get into what we were talking about, though, which is, do you agree with that premise that they need to shift something, do something different, as that caller said, or that Daniels needs to do something different? 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.